You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good morning and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Steve Inserta. Let's get you caught up around the NFL on Tuesday, May 24th. NFL Daily Kickoff is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Organized team activities are underway this week across the NFL. Arizona Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray is not expected to be in attendance at Arizona's OTAs this week. That, of course, is expected as they continue to try to negotiate a long-term deal for their star quarterback. It was also announced on Monday, Hard Knocks In Season, which debuted on HBO last fall. It featured the Indianapolis Colts. It will return this November in an all-access primetime docuseries on the Arizona Cardinals. So while the Arizona Cardinals look to lock in a long-term deal with quarterback Kyler Murray, they will also have to look forward to Hard Knocks documenting every step of the way throughout the regular season. The Lions, of course, are going to be the regular version of the in-camp preseason Hard Knocks. The San Francisco 49ers began their OTAs on Monday, and star wide receiver Deebo Samuel was not in attendance. Again, not a surprise for Samuel not to be there, as he looks to become one of the higher-paid wide receivers in the NFL. The Cleveland Browns also begin their organized team activities today, and quarterback Baker Mayfield is not expected to be in attendance for the Browns. No shocker there, as they continue to possibly find a trade partner or possibly go into the regular season with Baker Mayfield still on the team. It was confirmed on Tuesday that HBO did in fact request an interview with Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson regarding the item that will debut this evening on Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel. Watson's lawyer Rusty Harden tells Mary Kay Cabot of the Cleveland Plain Dealer that Watson declined the offer. Harden cited the pending NFL investigation as the reason they declined the interview. Speaking to reporters on Monday, Patriots head coach Bill Belichick declined to name an offensive play caller because there are no plays to be called in OTAs. Belichick said, quote, "What plays are we calling? Minicamp plays? We'll get to it when we get to it." Jacksonville Jaguars head coach Doug Peterson told reporters on Monday that running back Travis Etienne is a full go for all practice activities as the team begins its offseason program. Etienne missed his entire rookie season after suffering a Lisfranc injury in training camp. The Washington Commanders reportedly paid more than $100 million for land in Virginia. It's a possible next step in building a new stadium as well as numerous retail shops, restaurants, and apartments. According to the report with knowledge of the purchase, the Commanders paid a little more than $100 million for approximately 200 acres. The deal was completed late last week, but has not yet been filed with Prince William County, the site of the land. It's reportedly the team's preferred site for a new stadium, but other options remain open. The site's located roughly 23 miles from Washington, D.C. Super Bowl winning quarterback Nick Foles and the Indianapolis Colts agreed to terms on a two-year deal on Monday. Nick Foles and Frank Reich officially reunited, this time with Foles as Matt Ryan's backup in Indy. The Eagles were reportedly involved in Nick Foles' free agency for a potential reunion for the Super Bowl quarterback before Foles signed a two-year deal with the Colts. Former Bills and Jets tight end Tyler Kroft signed a one-year deal with the 49ers on Monday. The Baltimore Ravens announced they signed former Navy linebacker Diego Fago. The Ravens also officially signed veteran defensive lineman Brett Urban. That's all I got for you on Tuesday, May 24th. Please make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show. It's available for you on all major podcast platforms. And while you're there, please leave a rating and review. Stay tuned for later this week. We're dialing things back a little bit. It's the NFL offseason, so not quite as many pods for you, but we still got plenty of content to keep you busy. Keep an eye out on Wednesday for NFL University. It's myself, Justice Mosqueda, and Kyle Posey. I'm Steven Serta, and I'll talk to you soon.